So, Kurt, I waited outside. How was the Toronto show? How did that go? Because I was in Toronto at that time when you played at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Don't say that I'm making any kind of ethnic stereotypes. I'm not making any stereotypes because they're not PC.
Do you remember that show at all, Kurt?
No.
Maple Leaf Gardens in November?
That was,
I remember that with the little backstage.
It was a nice temperature because I think it was an ice hockey rink.
Yeah, it was Maple Leaf Gardens. And I waited outside, you know, for a couple hours afterwards, waiting for you guys to leave. How did you eventually leave?
By limousine and cop escort.
Did you leave pretty early? Because, like, they brought out, you know, the prop out, and, you know, I kept them waiting and waiting. And then I saw a little minivan pull out, and I saw a guy hulked over the back seat. Was that you? Like, did you wait, like, 2 hours? Did I wait there for nothing because you had already left?
Bam, we did.
I just remember leaving pretty much right after the show, within about 20 minutes or so. I met one of the guys from the Kids in the Hall, Scott.
That's right. Nice person. We were mingling with famous people. They never talk to hacks like you. Fuck no.
And once they're you, of course,
on TV
push you away
every
in.
Night on Comedy Central and on the Canadian TV, and they know Lorne Michaels. I got to meet Lorne Michaels and Don Pardo and everybody because we're famous people.
During the 1960s, Kurt, there was a big punk scene, as you realize, in Northwest. You know, the Sonics, the Wailers.
I hate the Sonics.
No,
they're stupid.
The Bootmen.
Mm-hmm.
The Wailers and all those other bands. And I was reading that your good friend Jesse Reed, his dad, played in a surf band that released a surf record.
That's true.
Isn't that weird that he... How do you know that?
What were they called?
Where did you read that?
It was called the Bagpiper. What was the name of their...
Where did you read that?
Come As You Are.
The Beachcombers.
Come As You Are. What do you mean, Come As You Are? The book?
Yeah.
With Michael Azarad. He's obsessed with Jesse Reed.
Because the Beachcombers, so it was... were they pretty cool? I thought, like, I love those 60s wailing frat garage bands in Northwest.
No, they didn't have much taste.
Wasn't
it was pretty generic.
Again?
He's born again now.
Did he come to the house?
Yes, he did. He tried to revive me for a while.
They also said in that book that your Uncle Chuck was in a garage band, too, and he released records, or did he release anything?
No.
Is that Mary put out records?
Really?
She put out a single. She financed herself. She's a country and western born-again Christian. And my Uncle Chuck was in a couple of bar bands. You know, they just played covers like Green's Clearwater. He had a Lucite drum set. He was left-handed, and he wasn't very good.
Is that Chuck with the red hair? Mm-hmm. Is that Chuck that's gay?
No.
Oh. Is it the one that we go to went to Christmas, that one, Chuck? The nice one.
Right.
With the son that has, your cousin who has the other band?
Although he went to jail one time for exposing himself.
Green from Bellevue, that's his cousin's band.
Did you first meet Courtney, and this is Courtney Love, I've heard, because we're here in Canada, Vancouver, BC, Canada, I heard a rumor, I think I might have read it in Interview magazine, that Kurt and Courtney first met did you first meet at a DOA gig in Portland, Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
So there is really a Canadian connection there.
Wasn't it Noemi's? No. It was one of our shows. It was our show. It was my show. I played with DOA a couple times. I don't remember where.
But was that, so a Canadian connection, a Canadian band, has something to do with Kurt and Courtney?
Like, yes. I don't remember which show it was.
I was too drunk.
Me too.
Do you remember your first time in Canada at all, Kurt?
No. I might have been a small child. I visited some gardens. We went across on a ferry. Vancouver.
Bouchard Gardens?
Right. Right, I was a small child.
That's actually where No Means No we're from.
Mm.
And the Neos, a legendary speed band.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for Neos...
Victoria.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have a Canadian nanny, another Canadian connection.
We like BC. We don't like the rest of it so much.
What is her name? What is your nanny's name?
His name's Mike.
And does he have a girlfriend?
Jessica. Yeah.
I think she might be from Vancouver too, right?
She's from Minneapolis.
From Minneapolis.
She has that fancy... you know that fancy that's called Hit It or Quit It? She's like a riot girl person. She's 15.
Now, Chris here. Chris, come over here for a moment. This is Chris of the rock and roll band Nirvana. Oh. Now, Chris, you worked earlier in your life in Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize there are no Taco Bells in Canada?
Good for you.
Actually, at least in BC?
But there's no Mexicans in Canada.
Actually, there's one in Alberta. There's some in Alberta.
That's right.
So do you think that's contributed all to the growth of bands in BC that we do not have a Taco Bell? Is this a good or a bad thing?
I don't know, man.
Canada can be ethnically diverse, which is beautiful part of the thing and stuff, but judging
Actually, you look like a Dukabor when you put that thing on.
Dukabors are awesome, man. They're awesome.
They're anarchists.
Did you go? Are there still Dukabors around?
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, I'm really into the Dukabors. They used to run around naked, and they were from Russia, right?
Yeah.
And they had their anarchist colony. And that was, how did they go under? I forgot.
I think there was some riots and stuff. They're still going strong. And they're
I'm the next Dukabor Messiah. So you can tell by the way I spit food out and the way it's caught in my mouth.
And they're from Canada, too. Another Canadian connection. On page 226 of Come As You Are, Michael Azazard quotes Canadian rocker Sloan.
I don't know who they are.
Jackie's boyfriend, Jackie Ferry, remember?
If I was your dad, I'd whip your ass.
Remember the guy Jackie was the Sloan Band? They're on our label. They're called the Sloan Band. They're from Halifax.
And they're quoted in your book. Are there any mistakes in the Come As You Are book?
I don't know.
Because I noticed on page 226, in reference to the Deep Six comp, except for the art rock You Men, all mix varying amounts of punk, 70s-style hard rock, and proletarian heavy metal into a crude but effective musical mongrel. The You Men art rock?
I would say so, yeah.
I thought they were cool punk rock, sort of cool 60s sort of garage sonic-y.
Punk, all art punk, birthday party, scratch ass.
I thought it was art rock.
Did you ever see them live?
No, I didn't. I did buy the Step on a Bug note, the Dig It Baby, Dig It Baby, Dig It a whole single.
The fact. That was years after they had been a band and been playing around in Seattle for a really long time. I would classify them as art rock. Classic art rock.
I knew they were cool, actually, when I saw Tom Price, a picture of him when he played at the Commodore, when he backed up the Cramps. He had tape over one of his guitar knobs.
Yeah, I thought they were cool when I saw one of them walking down an alley, and I thought he was cute.
And also,
the Mustang. He was one of the first people I've ever saw.
They wore trench coats. There were two of them. Mm-hmm. Me and Kat were like, we should move here. That guy's cute.
They were cute.
Yeah, they were like cute guys and kind of cool. That's good for a scene. I think you're desperately trying to start a scene. Is that the deal?
No, I just
want a scene so bad you're going to make one. You're just going to close your eyes till you get one. Is that it?
On page 190.
I have inferiority complex about this scene here. I don't think you should.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying on page 190, the Teen Spirit in bracket video shot for a modest $33,000.
I don't believe that.
I don't know.
That's what it says in the book. Just trying to find errors here with Kurt and Courtney.
I haven't read the book. I've skimmed through it a few times, but I've never read it from front to back.
And on page 154, the last analyzation, thank you, Kurt and Courtney, on page 154, the book says, the heavy Bonham-esque drumming that Nirvana requires?
Yeah, sure.
You know the drummer for Pansy Division is from Aberdeen, Kurt?
No, I didn't know that.
You know, smells like Queen Spirit?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Have any other bands come from Aberdeen?
The Melvins and Metal Church.
What are the thrift shops there like?
They're not that great. People didn't have very good taste in the 60s and 70s. You know, usually that's the kind of stuff that I look for. No lava lamps, no cool patterned shirts or anything.
Do you ever see any Farfisa mini compact organs? You know, like that quivering vibrato. I'm really desperately looking for one of those.
I don't know. Maybe not in Aberdeen.
Isn't there also surfing in Aberdeen, like at Westport?
I don't know. I've never gone in the ocean.
Because apparently it has some wreck.
I don't want anyone to go into the ocean. There.
Didn't you dig for clams?
I dug for clams a few times, yes.
That's going in the ocean. It's the same thing.
I know you're going to like this, Courtney, but I also read in Mix Magazine.
Wow, you get around. He reads more magazines than me.
Well, not really. We get a free subscription at CITR Radio, and this is for CITR Radio.
I buy most of the magazines I read.
Actually, $5.95 in Mix Magazine, and it said, Butch Vig was talking about the Nirvana, Nevermind album, and he said he sampled some guitar riffs. Is this true? I couldn't believe it.
Sampled guitar riffs. What is that?
Andy Wallace does that. He has like a little Macintosh, and he's got a couple like snare sounds and guitar sounds.
Sampling guitar riffs, I don't think.
No, not riff sounds.
I think Andy Wallace sampled a few different sounds for the drums to make them sound better, according to him.
What's the idea between putting a putting a lot of mics on a drum? I know you say you don't really like the Sonics totally, but I really love that sort of like one guitar.
I have to admit, the Sonics recorded very, very cheaply on a two-track, you know, and they just used one microphone over the drums, and they got the most amazing drum sound I've ever heard. Still to this day, it's still my favorite drum sound. It sounds like he's hitting harder than anyone I've ever known.
And I have some good news.
Don't you agree?
It's amazing. I have some good news for you, Kurt. Do you know that where the Sonics recorded, audio recording in Seattle with Kearney Barton is still around, and you can actually still record there?
Really?
The Young Fresh Fellows, pioneers in that sound by, you know, going at Egg Studio and stuff, they recorded a new track off their CD, their 99 Girls, right at that studio. The Kearney Barton Audio. You can check it out. Like, the same guy is there that recorded the Sonics.
Who was born in 1842?
No, he wasn't born in 1842, but I think that band Teen Generate from Japan did that. And in Japan, they don't seem to have too much vinyl, do they?
Aren't they into vinyl in Japan? They're into anything classic American, aren't they? I don't know. I don't go there often.
Kurt, what is Geffen's position on vinyl? Like, is it easy to release 7-inches? Can you release them domestically?
Not usually domestically. Only in Europe and England especially. They've always offered to print vinyl for us because they know we like that kind of thing, so it's been no problem. I don't think it ever will be. As long as there's at least one place somewhere that'll print vinyl, they'll still do it.
Reader sold 150 copies of their vinyl in the States. 150 copies. Isn't that weird?
How much did Spencer Eldon receive from the Nirvana camp?
A lot. You know why?
And Spencer Eldon is who?
For the guy from Nirvana, right?
The little baby on the cover.
Oh, Spencer!
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy we're going to have at dinner when he grows up.
This
thing. Well, the guys from Nirvana.
I don't know. It was a lot cheaper than the picture that we wanted to use.
What's PA equipment like in South America? Tonight I noticed you had quite an extensive PA. It sounded, I thought, really good. What's PA? What is the PA like in South America? What are they like? What are the tech crews there like?
PB.
Univox.
Does your tech crew, has it improved your sound? You think, like, in South America, were they freaking out? What was it like there?
I don't remember.
Because I once heard
shot coke with Alice in Chains all night. I don't remember.
Did you really custom design a guitar, your own special little model?
Yeah.
How many models were there, and can I buy one?
I don't know. I don't know if it's gone into production yet. I don't know if it'll be available for the public. It's up to them to decide. But I basically just, what I did is I took a picture of a Mustang, a Polaroid picture of a Mustang and a picture of a Jaguar, and then cut them in half and glued them together and told them to build that. So that's what it is. It's the Jagstang.
What other bands, Kurt, have played in Argentina? Like, you played there. What was it like? Were you one of the first bands to play there, do you know?
I don't think so. I've heard that Skid Row played there.
Have any other melodic punk bands played there?
I do not know. We played at the Chili Peppers that night.
Ever heard of the Canadian band Saga before?
Yeah, I think so. Are they a pop metal band?
I think they played in Argentina. Kurt, what did you think of the last Flipper LP?
Okay.
What were Bjorn Again like from Europe?
Wonderful. Uncanny. Amazing. They looked exactly and sounded exactly like ABBA.
Are they better than Rain, a tribute to the Beatles?
I've never seen them.
They did a big center spread in a rocket. Have you ever going to get Screaming Jay Hawkins to try to back you up again?
We tried, but it fell through. I would like to try again.
Anybody else cool that you can think you're going to bring with you and back you up? Like, I was thinking The Sweet, maybe, and get Kurt Block to guest on guitar.
That wouldn't be too hard, would it?
No, or Vol Village people would be no problem. Anybody else you've been thinking of?
Well, those are two that just ran through my mind. No, not really. Buzzcocks. We've had some amazing bands play with us on this tour. We had The Boredoms, The Meat Puppets, and gee, who else? Jawbreaker.
But no Bonham or Quiet Riot or anything?
Not yet.
Courtney said...
Playing at the Riviera Steakhouse in a couple of years.
Courtney said that Geffen, Kurt, made $55 million off you, and you guys...
I'm quoting the Wall Street Journal.
And you guys only got $1 million. Where did the money go?
To Geffen.
It's always been. I explained that with you. It's like a white guy giving a black guy a Cadillac.
I walked into David's room one day and I said, listen, man, I feel like I'm getting ripped off. And he said, look outside. There's a Cadillac for you. And I took it. And I just, you know, just forgot all about trying to get my royalties from him. And it turns out the fucking Cadillac was rented. Can you believe it?
If Nirvana has total control, Kurt, I was wondering slightly about ticket prices for gigs. Is there any way to make tickets and t-shirts universally the same, i.e. $10 to get into the gig and $10 for a t-shirt?
No. Unless you're Fugazi.
Has any band ever tried that before? I mean, on a major label, you know, because you have perhaps more control over what's going on. You could maybe, because you guys are playing a cool place tonight, like a small, it's not a big Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Really.
It's
really expensive to bring your own PA system and lights and stuff. You barely break even.
Do you know you and Axel have something in common, Kurt?
Yeah, a lot.
You both sing in faked English accents as he does in the Spaghetti Incident on the new UK Subs track. Did you check it out?
No, I haven't.
Actually sort of kicked ass. That's Guns N' Roses recording of the UK Subs. Because you mentioned in your book that you actually record, or the book about you, come as you are, you sing those fake English accents.
Mm-hmm. What can I say? I'm a death rocker.
Have you ever thought of partying with Bill Gates at all, finally winding up here, Kurt?
Who's that?
Bill Gates from Microsoft, partying with Bill Gates. Because, you know, who are the two newest members of the Seattle scene, Kurt? Here's a trick question for you.
Bill Gates.
Microsoft and Nintendo. And finally, Kurt.
Is Seattle now?
It is. It's based out of Seattle. And finally, Kurt Cobain of the rock and roll band Nirvana. If Frances Farmer will have her revenge on Seattle, who will have their revenge on Vancouver?
Pete Reno.
Is he Wagner from here?
Who?
I don't know.
Eddie Munster. He's from Vancouver, right?
Kurt?
Pete Reno, I said it.
Who's Pete Reno?
You know.
Oh, Loverboy, right.
Oh, Mike Reno. That's Mike Renowski, actually.
Oh, Pete Reno's this half-retarded person that went to my high school. Sorry.
And going to be on Exploitation Records?
Mm-hmm.
Kurt? Doot-doot-a-loot-doo. Kurt? Doot-doot-a-loot-doo. Doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Shut up.
Yeah.